The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When a new multiplex theater opened in Charlottesville last year, consumers lined up to pay $14 apiece. But some people hired to build the place were left out in the cold. Among them, 59-year-old Anthony Van Buren.
I've been working since I was 9 years old. My first job was a delivery person for a butcher shop in New York.
Since then, Van Buren has worked many jobs, but the recession made it difficult, forcing him to take short-term employment.
I don't know if it's my age or what. You know, I have the experience, but, you know, I'm not getting any responses back as far as jobs are concerned.
So when Virginia's Employment Commission told him about a job with Star Valley Painting at the new multiplex and a new fire station in Richmond, he jumped at the chance. But from the start, there were signs of trouble.
I got a check. It was for $126. I had worked 26 and a half hours that week. You know, it turned out to be it was like $4 or $5 an hour, which they were saying, you know, we were supposed to be making like $11 to $12 an hour. But I needed the job, so, you know, I continued to work.
2 weeks later, Van Buren was still waiting for payment when the company that hired him and 17 others announced they were all fired. Van Buren went back to the Virginia Employment Commission.
VEC had said that the Labor Department has a place that they take care of, but I called that, and that department had closed down. They didn't do that anymore.
Faced with budget cuts, Virginia's Department of Labor has stopped pursuing these matters. Until recently, folks owed more than $2,500 were referred to a private law firm in Richmond, and guys like Anthony Van Buren were given a toll-free number and this recording from Virginia's Bar Association.
We can refer you to an attorney in good standing with the Virginia State Bar for an initial consultation for up to 30 minutes. A prepayment fee of $35 by Visa or MasterCard is required at the time of receiving the attorney's referral.
At Charlottesville's Legal Aid Justice Center, attorney Tim Freilich was dismayed.
The reason that you want to have a quick administrative investigation of these wage claims is they're not rocket science. You know, the questions are, you know, did you do the work? Did you get paid properly? You know, to take up the court's time, the worker's time, the employer's time, the judge's time, you know, it's not an efficient use of state resources.
Freilich says it can take months to get justice in the courts, and even if plaintiffs get a judgment, it can be difficult to collect. We tried to reach Labor Department Commissioner Courtney Malveau to ask how much money was actually saved, how the private law firm representing bigger fish was chosen, and how much money they made. Malveau declined to be interviewed, but the department changed its website instructions, removing the private law firm's phone number. Meanwhile, the Legal Aid Justice Center reports it was able to get payment for the movie theater work from the general contractor. And State Senator Don McEachin has introduced a bill that would allow workers to collect three times the amount they're owed, plus legal fees, if they can prove they were stiffed by an employer. I'm Sandy Houseman.